This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the Bharat Mobility Global Expo 2025, the largest mobility expo in India, at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. The theme of this expo is Beyond Boundaries, Co-creating Future Automotive Value Chain. This vision aims to foster collaboration and innovation across the automotive and mobility sector, emphasizing sustainable and cutting-edge technological advancements. Our correspondent reports that the expo aims to unite the entire mobility value chain under one umbrella. President Draupadi Murmu will confer the National Sports Awards 2024 at Rashtrapati Bhavan today. World Chess Champion D. Gukesh, double medalist at the Paris Olympics Manu Bhakar, men's hockey team captain Harmanpreet Singh, and gold medalist at the Paris Paralympics Praveen Kumar will be honoured with the prestigious Major Dhyanchand Khel Ratna Award. The award is given for the spectacular and outstanding performance in the field of sports by a sportsperson over the past 4 years. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will be on a 3-day visit to Lakshadweep beginning today. This will be his maiden visit to the Union Territory since assuming office. During his visit, Mr. Dhankar is scheduled to attend a public function and inaugurate various public projects. He will also interact with members of self-help groups and beneficiaries. Today is the last day to file nominations for the Delhi Assembly elections. A total of 841 nominations have been filed so far. The nomination process began on the 10th of this month and candidates can withdraw their nominations until Monday. Voting for the Delhi Assembly elections will be held on the 5th of next month, with the counting of votes scheduled for 8th February. President of Indonesia Prabowo Subianto will be the chief guest at the 76th Republic Day celebrations this year. At the invitation of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, President Subianto will pay a state visit to India on the 25th and 26th of January. This will be the President's first visit to India after assuming office in October 2024. India and Indonesia share warm and friendly ties. As a comprehensive strategic partner, Indonesia is an important pillar in India's Act East policy and the Indo-Pacific region. Over 7 crore pilgrims have taken a holy dip at the Triveni Sangam in Prayagraj in just 6 days from 11th of this month to yesterday during the ongoing Mahakumbh Mela. The Sangam is witnessing a remarkable display of devotion and faith, with saints, Kalpavasis and devotees gathering in large numbers for the sacred dip. Yesterday alone, more than 30 lakh devotees bathed in the holy waters seeking virtue and divine blessings. In view of the improvement in air quality, the Commission for Air Quality Management has revoked the Stage 4 of Graded Response Action Plan, GRAP, across the National Capital Region with immediate effect. The decision has been taken by the Subcommittee on GRAP after reviewing the situation in its meeting held yesterday. The committee said that AQI of Delhi is continuously improving and has been recorded as 302 yesterday, which is about 98 AQI points below the benchmark as directed by the Supreme Court for invoking Stage 4. A thick blanket of fog covered several parts of North India today, reducing visibility across the region. Delhi NCR also woke up to dense fog. As many as 27 Delhi-bound trains and several flights have been reported delayed. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast that dense to very dense fog conditions will continue to prevail during the night and early morning hours in many parts of Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Uttar Pradesh, Delhi NCR and Rajasthan today. Similar conditions are expected in Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Odisha, Madhya Pradesh and northeastern states for the next 2 days. In the India Open Badminton, star Indian shuttler PV Sindhu will face Gregoria Mariska Tunjung of Indonesia in the women's singles quarterfinals, while Kiran George will be up against Wen Hongyang of China in the men's singles quarterfinals at the KD Jadhav Indoor Stadium in New Delhi this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.